This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Today's guest is a veteran of the ag bioscience economy. He served with leading companies in ag tech, worked with countless companies around the world during a stint at Purdue University, and now he's leading innovation and sustainability for Indiana's corn and soybean farmers as part of the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance. He's a friend, a bold thinker, a great guy. Welcome Ben Forsyth, Sustainability and Value Creation Innovation Director for Indiana Soybean Alliance and Indiana Corn Marketing Council. Ben, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Well, thanks for having me, Mitch, and appreciate the wordy intro. The title there is a few more words than it's a lot to get out.
So it's a lot to get out, but we made it through it. And Ben, you have such an amazing story. We worked together a lot while you were at Purdue. Now in your current role with Indiana Soybean Alliance, Indiana Corn Marketing Council, you and I feel like are connected. We share this passion for growth, for innovation. I want to hear more about your story. Tell us more from your days of selling tractors to working in ag tech to now working with farmers and really focused on innovation.
Yeah. Well, first I want to say I really enjoyed working with you and the rest of the Agrinovis community from the word go. It's been a great space to work, and whether it's you or Dean Plowd or others across the board, it's just a great community to be a part of. And thanks. I really appreciate you and the others bringing me in to allow me to be a part of that mission. So for me, I grew up in Lebanon, Indiana, just northwest of Indianapolis. It's home. It's always been home. Growing up specifically, we grew up in the country, I would say, but not in agriculture, and never really thought of it as a career path until junior year FFA. Mm-hmm. Had an ag teacher come in and kind of guide me as a direction. So that led me to Purdue. Agribusiness management was my major, and really enjoyed the degree, enjoyed Purdue, and led me here. And so, like you said, sold tractors for a bit and sold some software, and spent 3 years outside of agriculture and construction, which I've said quite often is a really similar field, specifically the people in it. It's just a little bit different way of playing in the dirt. And so it's been an interesting career path. And now back here to Indiana Soybean Alliance, Indiana Corn Growers, Indiana Corn Marketing Council. A great opportunity for me to kind of use my experiences and bring them all together and be able to work with producers across the state.
Yeah, it's such a really interesting organization. Soybean Alliance, Corn Marketing Council, both been great partners to Agrinovis, really focused on fueling growth. Share more about those organizations for folks who may not know them.
Sure. And just a few years ago, I was very naive to the organizations as well and how they operate and why they operate. But we serve producers across the state and marketing and research and innovation and really try to have their best interests in mind. And so, and we try to do that throughout the value chain. We have some great teams working on some different projects. So we have a really robust biofuels program as an example that's doing some great work in that space. Our market development team is doing some really interesting things. Like as an example, they're getting ready to go to Vietnam with US Pork to do a cooking competition there that is focusing on utilizing US pork and Vietnam dishes to help like boost the demand. We can export corn and soybeans in multiple ways, right? Whether it's whole corn or whole bean or through the proteins that consume it. So really trying to do some projects like that. And then our team, specifically the value creation and sustainability teams, really looking to meet growers where they're at from a sustainability standpoint. How do we look at the whole picture? How do we bring in new programs as an introduction and help also tell the story of what producers are already doing? How do we make that connection between the consumer? And when I say consumer, I mean everyone from the people at the grocery store and the processors in between, and really just help tell that story and bring new practices to the farm. And then the value creation space, we're looking at new ways to use both whole kernel, whole soybeans, and also the derivatives of, right? So how do we drive more value back to the grower and more value back to the bushel in new and innovative ways?
Ben, you've always been super connected to producers. I mean, this idea of understanding the challenges they face on the farm. Production agriculture, a giant business in Indiana. We look at it as a $13 billion economy, part of that $52 billion ag bioscience economy. those producers that are out in the field, soybean farmers, corn farmers, really in need of innovation. Help us understand what you're hearing from farmers. What are the challenges they're facing? And if you flip it on the other side, right, what's the opportunity that's created?
Sure. I think the challenges they're facing wouldn't be all that unfamiliar from anyone that's running a business or managing a budget at home. You know, they're concerned and they're facing pressures from input prices or marketing or what have you, right? There's a lot of volatility in their markets today. And that's a piece they're challenged with as anyone else would be. Like I mentioned earlier, some disconnects between the consumer at multiple stages and what they're doing. You know, the farmer is not necessarily, there's not as many of them as there are others in the space, right? And so how do you tell that story and promote their activities in a way that's consumable and interesting for everyone to understand who those folks are and how that food gets to the table? One thing that's really interesting and we'll get to a little bit later too, and it's definitely interesting for you and I think, but it is the data space, right?
Oh, for
and,
sure.
And, you know, the timing of this is really interesting. We've spent the last 3 weeks with, producers and state representatives, from all across the Midwest, and the data space has come up more times than I would have guessed, before I started. And so what's the checkoffs role? What's the state's role? Like what's Agrinovis's role in this space too, right? And how do we, growers have been collecting and utilizing to some level farm data for quite some time. And it's not a new challenge. I mean, it's something that we've been facing. I've been a part of the conversation for a decade now, right? But how do we help growers and how do we help producers get the most out of the data they're collecting and make the best decisions possible with what they got?
Well, I think the important piece there, and I know we're going to talk more about data because I want to get to that.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about you. So you were really humble as you made your introduction. Clearly, we share a passion for green and yellow tractors. That's sure. a real thing. But you also spent time at Granular, ultimately acquired by Corteva. Granular, really one of the pioneers in ag data, one of the pioneers in really trying to get to an income statement by field and how do we help farmers make profitable decisions.
Yeah.
Looking back on that time, so you mentioned about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What's different in ag tech today? When you look back on your time at Granular to the time now that you're with producers, what's that delta look like?
There's a quote I heard recently that, and I can't remember who it was that said it, but I thought it was interesting. If you look forward at technology, you think we're never going to get there. But if you look back, you're like, oh my gosh, things change so quickly, right?
Right.
And I think that's, it's a little bit telling of how the ag industry has been. You know, if I think back to when I was selling tractors and when I went to Granular, some of the things that we were talking about are still things we're talking about today, right? Like we're still not there yet. Like we're still not quite to the point where, you know, when I joined Granular or when I was working with producers at the dealership, you know, there was questions or requests for that from some of the more progressive growers. We just weren't there. But then I look the other way and see some things, projects that we've been a part of or, you know, I've seen things like Salimtech, right? What they are doing in their organization is really incredible. Things like Taranis and the way they're mm-hmm. able to utilize imaging and some machine learning and data science tools there to really give some extraordinary information back to the grower.
Right.
Like it's really incredible how fast some of those things happen and how they're able to be utilized from a grower's perspective. And so it's a little bit of both, right? Like we're still working towards that end goal. I still don't know of, and maybe it's out there and I haven't seen it yet. It's not my everyday space by any means, but we're still working towards some of the things that we were trying to do at Granular in terms of finding that per field, proper loss statement and really driving costs down to a really granular, that's a bad pun, right? But a really small level to be able to understand where those, what's good and what's bad and how things are affecting your net farm income. So some of those things are still missing, but really there's some pretty extraordinary and pretty interesting innovations that have happened in the last 5 to 10 years for sure.
For sure. And I think you and I are really focused is on producer-led innovation challenge, a project that we've worked with Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance. This will be our third year. But this focus of data really is where I think we are collectively focused this year for the producer-led innovation challenge. And as we look at what you saw at Granular a decade ago, as we look at this demand from soybean farmers and corn farmers, I think we've found something here, Ben, that is really unique. And this idea of producers themselves collecting a lot of data, machinery is doing that, other input providers are helping them do that. But at the end of the day, how can they, that individual farmer, really capitalize on that data beyond just informing or coaching or inspiring decisions? Share with us more about the challenge that we're continuing to evolve, the challenge that we'll soon bring to market on behalf of the producers here in Indiana.
So one of the things I really like about the challenge we put together is the fact that it's built on, and there's a lot of synergy between the challenge itself and the discovery goals we put together. And we put those discovery goals together by listening to stakeholders and the growers that we're working with. And so, you know, building off of that is really, it's a great sign, right? That we're going in a positive direction that works for everybody. And so how do we look at those challenges that exist, and how do we look at what's out there today and bring creative new approaches? And when we scope this, we try to make it to where there's some room for creativity, but we're not necessarily getting down to a certain tight little box, right? So how do we look at all of this and bring information together to really drive some ROI back to producers in ways that maybe we haven't thought of before? And also, I think importantly, ways that aren't driven from other sources of yes. income or other sources
yes.
of business, right? Like third party, outside, just bring back ideas that may be new to agriculture.
That's why I love working with your team, Ben. I mean it. This idea of understanding the producer's challenge and saying, okay, that's great that there are all of these folks who want to come alongside. We've seen them come in and say, hey, we want to help farmers. We want to help producers with data. But it's typically for the benefit of some other segment of the value chain, whether it's a CPG company, whether it's a processor. The challenge that we will soon launch together is really one focused on how do we reward the producer? How do we reward the producer for really quality data? And whether that's through a financial instrument, whatever that may be, I am on fire about this. Now, folks may not know about the Producer-Led Innovation Challenge. There's more information available at agrinovisindiana.com. The real piece of this, that my hope is if you are listening on your drive to work, maybe you're listening on your way to school, this is the time to turn up the radio, turn up your phone, whatever it is, whatever device you're listening on. There is a $25,000 check at the end of this rainbow for the team who can make the absolute best solution decided by producers, decided by people who will actually use this product, a $25,000 grand prize. Share more, Ben, about this notion that we're working on and this $25,000 grand prize that's on its way.
Well, I think to your point there about being excited and listen in, if you look at the previous two and the history there, like,
oh my gosh,
the success stories there, like they're real. You know,
that's
we
so
worked
true.
With Regrow is who won last year. They've had a really successful last 12 months, and there's definitely a really positive trajectory they're working on. The group before that was
Benton Group.
Thank
with
you.
With IOTA.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're fully they're operational today, working in the dairy space. And so there's a history here that if you do good work and, the $25,000 is great, but it's also a great indicator of where you could go. And there's a launching pad here, right? So, just first and foremost, if history is any kind of indicator, it's a good thing. And to that point too, I mean, we have Jeff Sense that's really pushing it from the Agrinovis perspective, been great to work with. Hunger Tech was a great success this year as well. And so I think it's a great combination of producers and ideas that are real and approachable, with some great leadership from Agrinovis and Jeff and all of those with a history here that's really 2 years isn't maybe the longest history, but we've got a great track record, right? So
that's right.
How do we keep building on that and driving something? So, we're open to having these conversations and helping folks, test their ideas, and you have a great group of producers to help bounce ideas off of. It could be a good win.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this is one where we talk about the $25,000 grand prize. Again, you can find information at agrinovisindiana.com. You can find all the details, how to register, how to score a team. Now, the most important piece, and you've identified this, but I want to make sure we're really clear. You don't have to be a farmer. You don't have to be a company. You don't have to be a data scientist. Great if you're any or all of those things, right? We'll take companies, we'll take entrepreneurs, we'll take startups, we'll take individual people, students, faculty, whomever you are, you can apply online. But there's also this accelerator that you mentioned. So Jeff Zients, as part of the Agrinovis team, will run a multi-week accelerator, really connect in with producers, with others in the industry. Ben, what advice would you give folks if maybe they're not one of those, or maybe they say, gosh, that sounds really interesting. I want to get involved, but I don't really know anything.
Well, first, to your point about timing and students and all that, when I was at Purdue, one of the things I really love about the timing of this year's challenges, other year's challenges, that falls over the fall semester, right? Yes. And so I think in the past, we've had a hard time recruiting some of those student groups because the timing didn't necessarily overlay well with their academic calendar. So I really appreciate Agrinovis shifting that a little bit and making it more approachable from a student perspective. I think that could be a really great group of ideas that would come from that that student body if they take a look and listen, right? And so, and to your point about maybe not someone in ag tech today, or maybe not someone with that ag background, call me, call us.
Like, yes,
we'll sit down and have a conversation with you. It's much more important that you come with the right attitude and the right ideas, right? Like, then know every in and out of agriculture. And as it stands, we can help you get there. Like, I'm happy to either take you to farms across the state or get you in connection with some of the folks that may be great to answer some of the questions. Don't let that barrier be a reason not to bring your good ideas and innovative ideas to a great space that is agriculture. Just call us.
Yeah. We often talk about this as the only existential piece of the global economy. It's food. There's no other piece of the economy that is required that every single human being on this planet touches. And so if you are an innovator, you have a passion to make a difference, this is a place to do it. And we have a $25,000 grand prize. Again, check it out. AgrinovisIndiana.com is where you can find all the information. He has been Forsyth, Director of Sustainability Value Creation for Indiana Soybean Alliance, Indiana Corn Marketing Council. Ben, thank you so much for the partnership and for being with us today.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, so good. And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. While you're there, you can always access our entire library of archived episodes as well. And don't forget to give us a review, always helpful on that front. And you can learn more, as we talked about, at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovis Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Panel episodes by Gary Dick. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovisindiana.com.